Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I help you?
I don't think I called you.
Well, you left your number for us to call you back.
Oh, okay. This is about something that showed up on our credit card. Is that possible?
It's possible. May I please have your zip code?
Reactive health formula. Is that you?
Well, we have several different companies. May I please have your zip code so I can pull up an account?
Yes, this is 47725.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
This would be M. Gail Blaylock.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I'm having a hard time finding your account. Can you please spell your first and last name for me?
The initial M. Gale, G-A-L-E, Blaylock, B-L-A-L-O-C-K.
Okay, M. Gale.
No Y.
Blaylock, okay.
Right. And it's Reactive Health Formulate.
Okay, give me 1 second while I locate your account.
I have a number here, KC2471752. Does that sound right?
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay. And ma'am, for security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address?
2208 Southeast Browning Road.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see that on the 7th of August, you signed up for the Affinity Health Test Stroll.
On August 7th.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am.
And we were charged $6.59, and then we were charged, we were charged $7.49, and then $6.59. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And then it shows up on our bill again, and we haven't received any more merchandise. This was on August 25th, and it shows up for $87.43 and $89.65.
Yes, ma'am. These products
have that merchandise.
Yes, ma'am. These products are natural health boost strength and stamina. Okay, the charges that you're seeing is from the product you received on the 7th of August, which you signed up for, but it was the 14-day trial, and it states that
we
don't call back.
We paid for that. That was $7.49 and then $6.59, right?
No, ma'am. That was only for shipping and handling.
Okay. Well, those two bills are paid. Now, the new one is due, and we haven't received any of the merchandise, and furthermore, we don't want this merchandise.
No, ma'am, the charges that you're seeing is for the product received from the trial basis. The product wasn't free. All you had to do was pay shipping and handling at that time, and if you don't come back within 14 days, you're going to be at the full amount. So the $89.65 and $87.43 is the full amount for the product.
$87.43. And the $89.65.
Yes, ma'am. That's
that was for what we already received in August?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, we don't want this merchandise, and we don't want to pay this much for it. That's ridiculous because, first of all, it doesn't work. It's like a vitamin or something, my husband ordered.
I do understand that. It is, ma'am.
We need to get this taken off our credit card statement.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Can you repeat that for me? The phone was going out.
Repeat what for me?
What you just said?
We got the 14-day trial. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And then here on this month's bill, we have two charges in the 87.43, $89.65, and we do not want this merchandise, and we don't want to pay this bill.
I do understand that, ma'am. But I would love for you guys to see the results you guys are searching for. So I can do is give you a 35% discount off future orders.
No, we don't want it, period. Let me let you talk to my husband. He's the one that ordered this stuff. I'm the one that takes care of the bills. And I'm not paying it. That's almost $200. That's $80-some. It's $170. And it's not rejuvenating. I'll probably see. Hey, Gail.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Here.
This is the lady about that. That was kind of a trial.
Okay. I don't want paperwork. I'll send it back. Anything you send me in the mail, I'll send it back to you.
Okay, so I'm still here. Our warehouse does not take shipment back.
I have not received anything. I didn't ask for anything. Well,
you
whatever.
Are paying for the product that you receive in August, sir.
And tell me how many dollars I signed up for,
sir.
I got two. I threw one away. Yeah.
It's a 14-day trial. It states that if you don't come back within the 14 days, you're going to be billed the full amount. So the $87.43 and the $89.65 are the full amount for the product that you received already.
Well, I don't understand, and I don't really intend to pay it. Can you understand me?
I understand you, sir.
Okay, excellent. So I'm going to be... I guess I'll dispute the matter with the credit card company.
I understand that, sir.
I don't have the merchandise.
Yes,
I mean,
sir, you received it already.
How many pills am I supposed to get?
You received two products from us, sir.
Okay.
Those are what you're paying for. You're not paying for a new shipment. You're paying for the one you already have.
Cancel. I'll return anything I have.
No, sir. Our house does not take product back, and if you do go with your credit card and dispute it, what will happen is they will launch an investigation. Once they see on our end that it is valid, they're not going to credit you the money. You will lose out on your money. So what I'm going to do for you is give you a 35% refund.
Okay, I'm going to get a refund for how much?
I'm going to give you a 35% refund.
35% refund?
Yes, sir. Because the charges are valid, and if you go with your bank to dispute it, they're not going to give you your money back.
I'm not too worried about that. How much was I supposed to have gotten? How many pills was I supposed to have gotten?
How many bottles or how many pills in the bottle?
How many pills in the bottle and how many bottles?
The bottle your son has a month supply.
Okay.
So it should go for, it should have like 60 capsules in it, and you should have should have received two products from us.
Okay. For that, I thought I was going to pay like $8 and $7 or something like that.
No, sir, that was only for shipping and handling.
Ah. Well, cancel me. I don't want it. Cancel it. I don't want it. And what's the third? You want me to send you, was that $180? Tell me the numbers. I don't have the paper with me. Okay, let me see it.
Sir, you paid $87.43 and $89.65 for the product you received already. You're not getting billed for a new shipment. You're being billed for the shipment you already have. And it looks like you guys called us before.
That could be. I don't know.
Your account already closed with us, sir.
Our account is closed. So I owe you $150, and you're going to give me 35% of that back, and we'll be finished.
Yes, sir.
Okay, how do we make this work?
Okay, last month.
Okay. She said that was just for shipping and handling.
For two, how come one was 740? one was $6.59.
That was the shipping and handling.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was for two things.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got two things.
Why is it different?
I don't know.
Here's the charges.
Because they're a bunch of goddamn crooks. That's fine.
This month, it's $87 and $89.
Okay.
Which we're not paying. We haven't got anything yet.
Well, they're a bunch of crooks. I mean, it's simple.
So what I'm going to do is give you your 35% refund. I do apologize for the misunderstanding.
Okay, 35% refund. I don't have
of both charges.
Let me get my calculator. Just a sec. This has been a very bad deal. I'm not at all satisfied with this transaction. Not at all satisfied. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
And you're trying to get me to send you basically $180. And you're trying to get me to take 35% back. I don't intend to do that. If I have to cancel the credit card, then I'll do it. This has not been a satisfactory transaction in any way.
I do understand that, sir. I do apologize, but the charges are valid. So what I'm going to do, even though I can't get in trouble for this, is give you 50% of your money back on both charges. Because I do understand. 50. Because I do understand. Yes, sir, I do understand. I do apologize.
One sec. Okay, so I'm going to be billed $177.08 for these two transactions. And you're going to give me half of that back.
Yes, sir. So
and
for
how are you going to give me that? How are you going to give me half of it back?
Sir?
How will I get my other half, my half the money?
It will go back in your bank account with the 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, are you going to mail me a check or what?
No, sir. It's going to be put back in your bank account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, you don't have my bank account.
The bank is going to take care of it for you, is what I'm saying.
The bank's going to take care of it.
Yes, sir. Once I put it in the system to issue your 50% refund, it will go through with your bank. I don't do it with the bank personally, but the system does it. So you will receive it. You receive it back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I just don't. I mean, you don't have my banking information.
Well, sir, we have what you use to order your shipment, sir. But we're not touching your bank account personally. Is what I'm saying. I'm not touching your bank account personally.
Right.
Once your bank. I don't know how your bank works. I don't even know who you're banking with. I don't know your bank institution is what I'm saying. So once
sure.
they see from us that we're giving you your 50% refund on both charges, they're going to handle it for you without
okay.
talking to us
you're
or anything.
You're going
to
give me a refund through my credit card.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that will be fine. And we'll be finished with this. And that's good.
Yes, sir. So for the $87.43 charge, you will be getting back. Excuse me. You'll be getting back $43.71. And for your $89.65 charge, you'll be getting back $44.82.
Okay, so those numbers again.
Sir?
Say those numbers again.
For the $87.43 charges,
yeah,
you're going to get back $43.71.
Okay.
And for the $89.65 charge, you're going to get back $44.82.
Okay. So I'm to just go ahead and pay these two charges that I've been billed for, and you're going to refund back half.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I understand it's going to work. Now,
I have a quick question, sir. Did you already dispute these with your bank?
I started the process. I have not yet disputed them, just because of time involved and banking hours and that sort of thing.
So you say you started the process. Did the bank say anything else about it?
I have not yet filed the dispute.
Okay.
They said to talk to you, and so I've talked to you, and I'm fairly unsatisfied with the transaction. I don't trust you. I don't trust your company. And there we go. But I'm going to pay. The amount billed on the credit card. Yeah, Merrill's, come on. Okay, I'm gonna turn this over to just hold the phone. We're gonna just cancel the card. How soon will this transaction go through?
It will be back in 3 to 5 business days, sir.
3 to 5 business days?
Yes, sir.
Okay. My bill is not due for a month. Okay. Okay. We'll see how it works out.
Sir?
Yes.
Okay, I'm processing your 50% refund right now, okay?
That'll be fine.
Just give me 1 second.
What kind of number do you want, Merrill's? I'll get the number.
Almost got you, sir. Bear with me.
I'm bearing. Where are you today?
My name is Jay.
Hello, Jay. And
how
where
you
are
doing?
You located?
I live in Alabama.
You know, I thought you kind of sound like the people from around home.
Oh, yeah? Where are you from?
I'm an Arkansas boy. Where in Alabama are you?
Montgomery.
Montgomery, the famous
yes,
town. There you go.
Yes, sir.
There we
That's
go.
Where I'm at.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoy yourself.
Yes, sir, I am.
And we're ready to get that bridge renamed.
Really?
What do you think? Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
There we go.
Yes, sir. Okay, so I did issue your refund. You will see
okay, let me have a reference number so I'll know what
yes,
I'm
sir.
Doing.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It is C as in Charlie, 2471752.
That's 2471572.
2471752.
Okay, let me write again.
Okay.
2471.
1752.
I'll read that back to you.
Okay.
It says C2471752.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem, sir. Thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.